Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. Jim Deering here again, and welcome to Soul Chaser, Stories with a Purpose by Lauren Paul Decker, about how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. Here's today's story, the Pieta. It's a phenomenal sculpture known as the Pieta. It was created more than half a millennium ago by a young artist in his early 20s. That artist, Michelangelo, formed the incredible masterpiece from one block of marble stone, which he himself chose from a quarry. He labored with chisel and rasp for nearly 2 years before presenting his gift to the world. The sculpture is heart-wrenching to view. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is holding her lifeless son after his death upon a wooden cross. Her face, downcast, is somehow serene, though her heart is broken within. The Christ is laid across her knees as if he were again a child listening to his mother's sweet lullaby. Perhaps she is singing to him in the image of cold stone. Michelangelo's incredible work of art has been on display since the year 1500. It sits now in St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. It was there in 1972 that the unthinkable occurred. On Pentecost Sunday of that year, a crazed man, wielding a hammer, broke from a crowd of onlookers and attacked the statue. Before he could be restrained, he had swung his hammer 15 times, damaging the sculpture in horrific fashion. The pieces of the ruined art were scattered in every direction. Some no bigger than a child's fingernail were blown by breezes and never to be found again. What to do? That was the question that had to be addressed. There was only one answer. Restoration. A team of brilliant scientists and artists began the painstaking work of repairing the broken artwork. Any thought of throwing the sculpture away in its damaged condition was dismissed immediately. You don't toss a masterpiece in the trash heap. No, its value is so great, it must be restored. Nearly 2 years later, the sculpture was regifted to the world, resurrected, and whole. You know, an evil prince once attacked God's creation long ago, attempting to forever mar the image of the divine in us. He hacked away until we were unrecognizable and ruined. But the master did not throw us to the junk pile. He painstakingly restored us. He did this for one reason, and for one reason only, that we are of great value. Heaven considers you and I to be masterpieces. The Bible does not lie when it tells us, for we are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works. It is said that a tourist who witnessed the attack on the Pieta picked up a small chip of the broken marble stone that landed at his feet. He planned to keep the small piece of that masterpiece as a souvenir. Months later, at home in America, he learned of the restoration process that was going on in Rome. He packaged the stone chip in a box and mailed it anonymously to Italy, along with a note of explanation. The marble chip was returned to the restoration team, where they found it to be the perfect fit for which they had been searching. Perhaps someone has a piece of you that you are missing and need returned. Keep an eye on your spiritual mailbox. Your restoration is taking place. The one in charge of the restoring has been known to work a little miracle or two in the process. He is the perfect artist. One day, his restoration of us will be on display for the universe to see. What was once considered to be ruined, ready to be discarded, will forever reign, completely restored.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.